Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries, WGUM. As I said last week, we have nearly 500 episodes that have been taped. Some of them, a few of them have been duplicates, I'll admit. Pastor Patricia Benjamin, she was on the first and fourth Sundays of every month, and then she was on every Thursday. But tonight we're going to go back down memory lane, allow you to hear a sermon that she preached 7 years ago that still has the flavor and power of her current message today. So just sit back and enjoy it, because here's Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Yes, indeed. Welcome to In His Presence, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, and this is her first Sunday service. So glad that you're on the call, whether you're live or whether you're coming from the archive.
He's preparing me for something.
Prepared me because they care. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude. Yeah,
You're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, which is founded by Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott and Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for being on the call. And just remember, he is preparing me, he's preparing us, he's preparing you. And now it is my distinct pleasure and honor to welcome onto the call the speaker of the day, the preacher of the day, the evangelist of the moment, Evangelist Patricia Benjamin.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Gregory Scott. This is your evangelist, Patricia Benjamin. I thank God for you, and to all of you, God's good people. Thank you for joining in with us every fourth Sunday and every fourth Wednesday of the month. We thank God, for this is the day truly that the Lord he hath made, and there is no other day made that is made without the Lord. For he giveth us the sunshine, and he giveth us the rain. And right now I just want to take a moment to say happy birthday to my March birthday listeners, and a special happy birthday to my friend in South Carolina, Tara Scott. And I'd also like to say hello to my sister, Jackie Grant, and I would like to dedicate this song to those two beautiful young ladies there in South Carolina, Hollywood, and Petersfield. Oh, blessed name. Mountain move right now. Sometimes there are mountains in our lives, but the Lord did not tell us to climb any mountains. He said in his word that if we would but speak to the mountain and tell it to be cast out into the midst of the sea, it shall be moved. Tara, happy birthday. I'd like for you and my sister to enjoy this song, and along with the other listeners, Mountain Move, right now by our friend, Brother Jeffrey Roberson, of whom I grew up with at King's Temple Church of God in Christ in Hempstead, Long Island, New York. Dr. Scott?
Move. Let's go back down in the country. I know everybody here wasn't born in New York. So sing a song like this back down home.
Singing now, sing move.
Yeah. Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles. Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles.
Amen, amen, amen. A move of God is on the way. You got to trust God to know that the move of God is on the way. Yes, the move of God is on the way. Speak to your mountain and tell your mountain to move. And then know that the move of God is on the way, because God is the only one that can move our mountains that's in our lives. God is the only one that is able to say to the mountain, move out of her way, after you have asked him, after you have told the mountain that you're facing. See, I don't know what mountain that you might be facing. You don't know what mountain that I am facing. But what I do know is what the word of God has said to us. Speak to the mountain that's in your life and ask it, well, tell it to move. Are you doing that? Are you speaking to the mountains in your life? Are you speaking to them and telling them to move out of your way? Nope, no mountain is too high that God cannot dissolve it. Oh, bless his name. There ain't no mountain high enough. Somebody made that song, that there ain't no mountain high enough, and it ain't no valley low enough. There ain't no rivers wide enough that Jesus cannot get to you. Oh, I like it. I like that. Let me say that again for somebody that's listening. There ain't no mountain high enough. Mm-hmm. There is no valley low enough. No matter how low you go, the Lord can reach down and pull you up. And it ain't no rivers wide enough that can keep Jesus from getting to you. All you got to do is call him and speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to move. I know somebody wrote a song, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, but that is not what you're supposed to do. Climb the mountain. That's against the word of God. The word of God says speak to the mountain. Oh, honey, I don't know. If you're trusting in God, you know. Everything is already all right. Do we know the day or the hour when God is going to fix it for us? No, we don't. But that's when the Bible said, let patience have her perfect work. Patience, let her have her perfect work in your life. Yes, speak to your mountain. Tell the mountain, move right now. Mountain, move. And then when you know what? When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, then you can look at and say within yourself and say, the move of God is on the way. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Just hold on. A change is coming. That's to encourage me. And that's to encourage you, because we all are going through something. And if you're not going through anything at the sound of my voice, just live on. You'll be faced with a circumstance or a situation. But know this, that the evangelist said, there ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no valley low enough. There is no river wide enough to keep my God from getting to you. Oh, bless his name. Can't you clap your hands in your living room, in your kitchen, your dining room, in your car? Just slap pat your leg if you're in your car. Might be a little impossible to take your hands off the wheel and give God a clap on, but you can give him a wave offering, because the move of God is on the way. The atmosphere changes when you speak to the mountain and tell it to move out of your way. And when you speak it, God will start working on your behalf. Some of us like our mountains because that give us something to murmur and complain about. Yes, you know the story that in the book of Exodus there, how the children of Israel just could have come out of the wilderness long before they did. But they chose to murmur and complain. So the more they complained about it, the longer they stayed in it. So why don't you stop complaining about it? Speak to the giants in your life. Speak to the mountains that's in your life. Speak to the circumstance. Speak to the situation. And then know that the move of God is on the way. Why? Because you spoke it. And the Bible declares that the power of life and death lies within the tongue, in your mouth. You can speak doom and gloom, or you can speak life to the situation. I know it looks gloomy right now, but I know that it's going to be glorious. I know that it looks gloomy right now, but I know it's going to be glorious. We have to speak that to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves. The scripture declares in the New Testament, physician, heal yourself. Children of God, start healing yourself in your circumstance, your situation. Somebody say, oh, I ain't going to never get out of this. Well, you just spoke yourself to be there forever. But if you say, I'm in it right now, but I'm coming out of this, and watch yourself before you know it. You're out. My minister, who's deceased now, and he told us a story in his sermon that this man's name was Brother Bud, and Brother Bud was from Louisiana, and Brother Bud had been in his circumstance so long that he had been down and out so long until Brother Bud said, I've been down so long to being down. Don't bother me. That's what some of you all have said. This mountain had been in my life for so long. I'm getting used to it now. I wouldn't know what to do if God was to move this mountain. But honey, trust God. Because that mountain is not there for you to have a pity party. That mountain is there for you to see the move of God in your life. Oh, bless his name. I just love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Why? Because he is, so good to me. Now, the word of God says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. For thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and your glory forever and ever. Amen. The move of God is on the way. A breakthrough is coming for you. The move of God. It's already happened. You've already said, God, I need you to do what I can't do. I need you to fix what I'm not able to fix. You're acknowledging that your need is help. And then the songwriter said, he can feel a change in the atmosphere. Just by you speaking the word, the atmosphere begins to change. But as long as the enemy, the devil, can keep you looking at the negative, you'll never receive the positive. As long as he can keep you saying, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I won't have this, and I won't have that, I'll never amount to anything, and my grandchildren will never be blessed, and this, that. You're speaking. That's not God's plan. You're heaping this upon yourself and your loved ones. But start being positive. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Yes, I'm blessed in the city. And I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. I'm truly blessed. Why? Because the move of God is on the way. Mountain move right now. Do you have a mountain? Is your mountain called doubt? Give it a name. Is your mountain called fear? A name. Whatever your mountain is, name it. Mountain of unforgiveness. Mountain of hatefulness. Mountain of distress. Mountain of despair. Speak to that mountain. Ah, and demand that it be moved. Cast into the midst of the sea, and it shall be that. If I don't say any more, that's just food for my soul. And I'm praying that it's food for your mountain. Move right now. Mountain, move. Mountain, move. I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Mountain, move right now. I'm trying to encourage someone to hold on. Don't give up on God. Yes, you've been waiting a long time, but don't give up on the Lord. He hasn't forgotten you. I shouldn't have to preach this to you. You should already know that the Lord cares, and he's there for us. But we got to have patience while we're waiting on the Lord to move the mountain and change the atmosphere. I experienced mountains, natural mountains, and I was in Switzerland last year, and I had my driver to stop the car because the mountains, oh my God, were they high. The mountains were so high, it seemed to me as if they could kiss the clouds. And as I looked up at that mountain, there ain't no way that I would climb that mountain when all I have to do is just speak to it. Woo! And I can stand on top of that mountain and see just how good God is. Because why? He brought it down to me and put it under my feet. Ah, the song said, I got the devil under my feet. The Holy Ghost is holding him down. Well, get that mountain under your feet. And let the Holy Ghost hold down. Mountain, move right now. When I heard that song, it stirred my very soul. Mountain, move right now. But the move of God is the benefit of the mountain being moved out of your way. The move of God is on the way. A change is coming. Feel it in the atmosphere. Just start telling yourself, a change is coming. 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 Come on, get it in your spirit. A change is coming. A change is coming. A move, oh God, a move of God is on the way. Have you any mountains in your life? Speak to them. Tell them to move out of your way. And I tell you, if you trust God when you speak it, it shall come to pass. Can I say it's going to come immediately? Well, yes, I can. I can say when you speak it, it's coming immediately, because the moment you spoke it, God began to work on it, moving it out of your way. Has it manifested yet? No. You can't see it with the natural eye. But once you spoke it, the heavens began to clap and rejoice that you spoke it. And now God can work on it on your behalf. Stop complaining and tell God thank you. A change is coming. Just hold on. The move of God is on the way. Let's go to the Word of God. I'm happy to be aboard with you again and again and again and again. And to those of you who listen by way of computer, the archives, I thank God for you for listening. But I tell you, God is just a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Can you say that with me? God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Say that one more time with me. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. That preaches all by itself. That preaches all by itself. God is a good God, and he is worthy to praise. Again, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We need to praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Everybody, praise him. Let us praise him. Oh, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. Let us praise him. Oh, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, good Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Let's go to the Word of God, Isaiah, the 54th chapter of Isaiah. And again, these words of inspiration are coming to encourage you. I know it's just the third month in the new year, and already for some of you it's been a struggle. For some of you have had cold weather where you're not used to having cold weather, and gas prices are high and oil is high, and it may have caused you to use resources that you really didn't want to use. But Jesus is worthy to be praised. Whether you have an ice storm or a blizzard, he's worthy to be praised. Whether we had a snowstorm, he's worthy to be praised. You yet have your life, your health, and your strength. You yet have a roof over your head. He's worthy to be praised. Let's go to Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and we'll begin to read at verse 14. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for ye shall not fear. This is to encourage you, this word. In righteousness you shall be established. And you don't have to be oppressed over the circumstance or the situation. You don't have to fear what man is doing or trying to do, because the word said you have been established in righteousness. And when you are established in righteousness, the word said, you don't have to fear what the enemy trying to do to you or around you or upon you or your loved ones. Why? Because you are established in righteousness. Let's read that 14th verse again. In righteousness, you or ye shall be established. Verse 15. I don't want to get to 15 just yet, but let's just keep on with 14. Ye shall be far from oppression, for ye shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Did you hear that? That the word says it won't come near you. Yes, you will feel it, but it can't destroy you because you're established in God's righteousness. The enemy cannot, as the kids will say, can't take you out. Why? Because you're covered with righteousness. So therefore, you don't have to fear. That's why it's important to know who you are in Christ Jesus. A lot of these mountains in our lives will not remain. The mountains in our lives won't be in our lives for 15, 20 years, going on and on and on, because you don't realize who you are. You don't realize that you've been established in righteousness. So you don't have to fear any mountain that comes up in your life. All you have to do is trust God, know who you are, and speak to the situation. It doesn't have to go on for 20 years. It doesn't have to go on for 30 years. My grandma suffered, so I guess I have to suffer too. That's not so. You have been established in righteousness. You don't have to go through some things that you're going through. When all the solution is speak to the circumstance. Speak to the situation. Peter and John was going to the temple the ninth hour to pray, and the man laying there begging alms, the Bible said. He was begging for alms. In other words, he was asking for some coin, some money. And Peter and John, all Peter spoke to the man was said, rise up and walk. You see, he spoke it. Jesus told Peter to go down to the river. Peter thought Jesus was nuts. Why? Because he had been down to the water, and he was down there, and he was down there, and he was down there, until all he could catch in his net was nothing but seaweed came up in his net. So he cleaned his net. He threw in the towel and said, I'm done. I'm leaving. There's nothing in the water but trouble, so to speak. Nothing but seaweed, nothing but junk coming up from the bottom of the sea. Oh, that's what the enemy wants us to think, that there's nothing but trouble for us for the rest of our lives. All I'm getting is junk. I'm serving God. I'm trusting God. I'm paying my tithe. I'm giving my offering. And all I seem to be getting is junk. But that's what the enemy wants you to feel, like God doesn't care about your circumstance. But let me just tell you this, baby. Jesus never fails. Jesus told him to go back to the river. Now, just put yourself in Peter's place. Just see how Peter felt. Just use your imagination here. Can you see Peter? I know I would. I would have said, Jesus, is you on something? I've been down here to this river for days and got nothing but trouble in my net. I didn't get any fish. There's no fish in that sea. Peter looked at Jesus. Jesus said, cast your net to the other side. Sometimes you have to move your mind set. You got to move out of that place in your mind into a purpose in your mind, because the place in your mind is just like Peter. I've been, Brother Bird Kitchens, I've been down so long to being down. Don't bother me. My uncle didn't have nothing. And my cousin, they didn't ever have nothing. And great-granny, I was told she didn't have nothing either. So it's not meant for me to have anything. It's a generation curse on my family. It just seemed to be a curse. Nobody finishes school in my family. Nobody is important in my family. But let me just say this to you. The devil is a liar. Cast your net to the other side. Start thinking differently, because Peter wasn't trying to hear what Jesus was saying. And the Lord is saying to you, just trust me. Trust my word. I told you I was going to do it. Lord, I'm preaching to myself now. Trust me. I'm going to bring it to pass. But you got to be willing to go the extra mile. You got to be willing to go whether you see it being done or not. Just go in faith. And Peter, it lets me know, my Bible let me know that Peter was not all that enthused with the Lord's word, but he realized that this is Jesus that's talking to me. And so he looked at Jesus and he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will do it. And see, that sometimes circumstances are permitted so that Jesus will give us a direct order for us to follow his direct order so that he can bless us. But you got to be willing enough to trust him against the odds. And when Peter went back to the river, the Bible said he had so many fish until it broke his net. He couldn't pull them all in. He was in the same water that he said it was nothing in that water but junk, trash. Sweethearts and darlings, when the Lord's things happen, I feel it in the atmosphere. Hold on. God wants to encourage someone that's listening to this message. I could be screaming and hollering and stomping, but that's not a message for tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this. God wants you to trust him and take him at his word. Just hold on. A change is coming. Oh, by this time, next year, you better write this down. By this time, next year, by this time, this is the month of March, next year, some of you that's listening will have gotten that mountain moved out of your way. Some of you will know the hand of God has worked this out just for you. Just hold on. A change is coming. Move. Mountain, move. Move out of my way. Let's get back to the word of God. All of it is the word of God, but let me get back into the scriptures. Let's go back up here. And I'm reading from a different Bible tonight. I'm not reading out of my King James, so some of the words are a little different. 14 says, in righteousness ye shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for ye shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you or nigh thee. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. This is the Lord saying this. Things have happened in your life, but not because of me. Because you are mine, and I've got you covered in righteousness. And some of those mountains that's in your life, yes, they are there. They are real. But my word is what you need to be your battle axe. You're not speaking my word. You're speaking everything but my word. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why this, and I don't know why that. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Speak God's word over the circumstance, because God honors his word. Oh, bless his name. Let's read a little bit more. They shall assemble. They shall be there, but not because of me. God says, I'm not against you. Let's keep moving. Whosoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Just know that that mountain that have assembled in your life, it's going to fall. It's going to be moved. Hold on, Lord Jesus. Get this. Hold on. A change is coming. Don't harm anyone. Don't get that out of your mind. I'm going to get them for this. I'm going to get even with them. No. You're established in righteousness. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. All you have to do is speak the word and then do like Moses commanded the children of Israel. So stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God drowned some folk with a teaspoon full of water. Oh, blessed. That's a bad God. Oh, blessed. He did it for you. Yeah, let's read a little bit more. I'm getting excited now, but I just wanted to get this in because I feel you. I feel you. I feel you in my spirit. Some of you even thinking about giving up completely to the point of suicide. But God said, hold on. I'm coming. Speak to that mountain. Tell it to move. You're depressed, and it looked like nothing is never going to change. Ah, it brings tears to my eyes, but God said, hold on, my brother, a change is coming. Hold on, my sister, the change is coming. Oh, the move of God is on the way. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I thank you for your move. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. For turning it around. Huh? Thank you, God, for getting in the atmosphere. Huh? Thank you. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, spare their life. Hey, God, thank you. Take the gun. Yes, God. Ah, God. Woo, God, I speak to that mountain that's in that way. And I tell that devil to get out of the way. Get off their mind. Get off their body tonight in the name of Jesus. The move of God is on the way. Let's go back to the word. Ah, yes, Lord. For the word says, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the two spoilers to destroy. Excuse me, the spoilers to destroy. And verse 17 finally lets us know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, saith the Lord. Mountain, move right now. Mountain, move right now. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. No weapon formed against you. How long has it been there? How long have you looked at this mountain in your life and you tried climbing it? And you tried climbing it. And you tried. See, you were climbing it by complaining. Nothing. I believe Otis Redding, I hear it in my ear, and I know y'all have not been saved all your life, that you don't know who he is, maybe some of the young people, but I hear him saying, I have nothing to live for, and look like nothing going to come my way. So I'm going to sit here on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I'm watching the tide roll away. I'm going to sit here on the dock of the bay. He said, but looks like nothing's going to change. Look at everything remains. He said, I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same. But I'm saying to you tonight, you can speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to get out of your way. You don't have to be depressed or oppressed. You don't have to live in fear. Fear not, for God cares. God loves you more than you love your own self. He sacrificed his life just for you. Oh, now trust him that the atmosphere, once you speak it, then God will work with it. But as long as you want to murmur and complain, you're going to keep on looking at the mountains in your life. And Grandma used to say that you took a molehill, a little small thing, and created a great big old thing out of it, when all you have to do is just speak to it. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Know that the weapon that's formed against you, the weapon of poverty, the weapon of sickness, the weapon of illusion, the weapon I'm a nobody-ness, it has formed, but it won't prosper. And the only way that it will prosper is that you make it happen. But know that God said in his word that mountain was not formed by me. I didn't send that your way. Remember, the devil is still real. And he creates messes. And that's why we have to be in righteousness, to know who sent it and to know how to speak to it. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and the burden that I put on you is light. So if the burden is heavy, seems like more than you can bear, speak to that mountain, because it's not of God. It's of Satan. It's of the devil. And when you speak, honor your words that come out of your mouth. When you complain, it's like a smell in his nostril. You stink. But when you bless him by saying, Lord, I know you're going to bring me through. I know you're working it out for my good. I can't see it, and I can't say when you're going to do it, but God, I know you're doing it. See, that turns God on. That's like a husband saying to the wife, ah, I love you, don't care whether you comb your hair or not. I love you because you look beautiful to me. You see, that's the way God sees us. God don't see the residue of the sin on us. He sees his blood. He sees his righteousness. And he'll come to your rescue when you sleep. Oh, bless his name. I've had some good days. And I've had some hills to climb. I climbed the hill, not the mountain. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low and I can't see the road. I asked the question, Lord, why is there so much pain? But he knows what's best for me more than my weary eyes can see. So I'll say, thank you, Lord, I won't complain. God has been good to me. He's been good to me more than this world could ever be. He dried my tears away and turned my darkness into day. So I'll say, thank you, Lord, I won't complain. And that's what we need to say to the Lord as well as to the devil. We got to get the spirit that the Hebrew boys had. King, throw us in the fire. Turn it up. Do what you want to do. But we're going in the fire, speaking to it. And Jesus is getting in with us. Oh, bless his name. So the mountain that's in your life that seems impossible, speak the word. Name it. If that mountain is finance, call it finances. You got to move. And I don't mean telling the money to go, but that burden, that bill, the bills that seem to be weighing you down, tell it to move. Pay it, but speak to it. Don't just say, oh, I prayed about it and I don't have to pay that bill. No, don't tempt God. If you have the money to pay the bill, pay the bill, but speak to it. And before you know it, that bill is paid off. Now, to move right now. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Dr. Scott, can you pull Norman Hudson back up for me again? Just hold on, listeners. A change is coming. Again, happy birthday, Tara. God bless you. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Just hold on. A change is coming. For the move of God is on the way. I want you to listen to the words of this song. He sings this song just for you. Just hold on. A change is coming. The move of God is on the way. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And may God grant you peace while you're speaking to your mountain, that you will get the peace that passes all understanding, that you'll be able to sleep when the howling fears of doubt is going around in your house. You'll be able to lay down with such peace and rest in Jesus' name. No ambience. No. No Dava set. None of that. Just the peace of Jesus can give you the sweetest sleep you ever want. Hold on, and I'll be back with you next month. We're working on Easter. Every child of God should be rejoicing because he died and he rose again just to change the atmosphere. God bless you. Amen.
Coming your way. Tell him it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles.
God's
gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting, changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I know that the move of God
is on the way.
Come on, sing.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, friends, the move of God is on the way. You've been listening to radio station WGUM. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott signing off, and also signing off for Evangelist Benjamin. Evangelist, thank you for a moving, and I do mean moving, sermon. And I know that the words found us well, and I know that our listeners appreciate God speaking through you. Amen, amen.
Your line is open, Pastor.
Until next time.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
In his presence, featuring
what a
the beloved
beautiful sermon it was. I must admit myself.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. I think there seems to be a problem here. I'm talking, he's talking. But to God be the glory. What a beautiful sermon it was. I enjoyed it myself. I'd like to say hello to everyone in Radio Land, and I'd like for you to keep Mother Janie in prayer. She had death in her family. That is the reason why she was not with us on this evening, but we pray her strength in the Lord. So until next week, we will meet you again next week on Wednesday night, and I hope you all realize it was a recording again on tonight. I'm getting a chance to change some of my sermons by listening to the old ones to see how I can improve. So to God be the glory. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you again. Amen. Dr. Scott, we thank you for being with us tonight again. Night, everyone. Be blessed. Speak to that mountain. Don't climb it. Speak to it and tell it to move.
Going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on.